This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Friday. And next week is going to be, it kind of all begins next week. Here in Atlanta, it may have already begun for you, but with SEC Media Days around the corner, there's so much stuff going on. Camps opening in the NFL, All-Star Weekend is here finally, you know, which is a thank God, because, you know, we can kind of celebrate that and then go, oh, yeah, it's football season. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Carl and Mike off again today. The fellows will be back on Monday. John Fricke at the Northern Kia Studios alongside my longtime friends and cohorts, Day-Day and Oren. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well, John. Doing well on this very busy Friday. Got a taste of how busy it was coming in today, John, because I hit traffic three different ways coming in. So the people are out and about in these streets this weekend already.
Oh, so it's like a Waffle House, like hash browns. You can get it like multiple different ways.
Oh, I got it. No, I'm not going to say that. But yes, John. Yes, John. There were several different of my routes.
You got it scattered, you got it smothered, you got it covered, you got it junked.
Several of my routes today, John, were a little bit more traffic heavy than they usually were. So that's that's as much as I will say about that, yes.
Okay, Frogger, I got you. We start every show because the Dukes of Bell say it, and we got to say it too. Ready, guys?
Hey, man.
Thank God you guys did that well, because I didn't want a Carl text. I just did. You don't. One thing in this station you don't want is the Carl text. You know, say it with your chest. You know, you don't want the Carl. You don't want the Dukes. Put them up, Dukes text. And by the way, speaking of text, this has nothing to do with nothing. My daughter just flew in from Atlanta. She's going to be here for the weekend, and which is great to see.
Wait. She's not working Beyonce this weekend?
No, she did all the prep work, got it all set up, did yesterday, and they, you know, she can, you know, get. She's got to get ready
rest.
For.
Oh wow.
She's not resting. She's got to get ready for FIFA and for Falcons, because little insight here. My poor daughter, the FIFA people are driving the people at the stadium nuts, because they come in and they think they just take over, and then they just think it's FIFA, and they just think they're weird FIFA, and you know, oh my God, it's like, get out of the way, dude. So what is this whole thing with our next generation down from me? What is it? X, Y, I don't even know. XX, I have no idea. Whatever it is. My daughter's generation. They can't even, they have to spell text, TXT. Is it like too much to put the E in it? Data, is it too much to actually write text? Can you please TXT me? I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, 3 out of 4, why not go for the 4, right?
It's like, okay, I get shorthand, but what? It's a 4-letter word, you can't do the 4th letter? It's so, anyway, that's nothing to... We're all getting ready for vacay, because I'm going to the lake. Guys, I am so excited here. And I know we got a busy show. We got B-Mac coming up, talk some football, get some insight on the Falcons and the rest of the NFL, and I got questions for him about his old team, too. If you're a Steelers fan, if you're a fan of the Bears, I got questions about that, too. You'll get into it in about 20 minutes here. And Grant will be here later in the show. Steve Coonan will be here later in the show, and we'll talk a little Hawks Braves, get you all caught up on everything, get you ready for the All-Star weekend and for Summer League for the Hawks as well. But I'm going up to the lake tomorrow, and so I'm going on my Canada trip. And I don't know if you've ever done this. I've done it in the Pacific Ocean, but I haven't done it in Lake Michigan. I went ahead and booked on a charter, fishing charter. I am so stoked. I can't wait to go. Is that bad of me or?
No, I mean, this is what life is supposed to be, man. Just have those moments, bro.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to sit there on the dock and try and catch bass and brim, but man, you get into the charter and you get out on that big 40-foot boat and dude, you can haul in some Chinooks.
I was going to say, now, what's for the area you're going to be in, what's kind of known as far as the types of catches?
I understood like three words you just said, John Fricky.
Oh, well, Chinook is salmon.
Salmon. There we go.
Yeah,
I know
also
salmon.
Known as king salmon. And then there's coho salmon. Coho are smaller. They're probably 8, 10, 12 pound. But if you can get a big Chinook, you can get a 25 pounder, 30 pounder. It's a lot of salmon.
Are you going to throw it back? You're going to cook it?
Dude, it's $250 a person to get on the boat. You think I'm throwing it back?
I don't know. I see sometimes, Mike Bell was down in a boat fishing, and they caught a king grouper, and they threw the king grouper back. So I don't know what happens.
Okay, that person's an idiot, but all right, had too much to drink. No, you keep the grouper. Grouper's like my second favorite fish in the world. All right, anyway. No, I'm keeping it. Lake trout, I'm keeping it all. I'm going to have, because the dudes on the boat, you pay them, right? The guys in the boat, they'll cut it up. The birds will follow you. They'll throw the heads up. The birds will eat the heads. That's the way it works. And so, but they'll cut it up and bag it for you, and you just tip them, you know, $25-$30, and $3-$5 a fish, depending on how big. If it's a big fish, maybe $10. But they'll fillet it for you and stick it in a bag. So you don't even have to do that. You step off the boat, you got a bag full of fish, you go home, throw it on the grill. It's great.
So I was going to say, you're bringing this back home. Are you freezing?
It depends on how much I catch. You know, if I catch two fish, you know, and if I've got 5 pounds of it, I'll probably just cook it there at the lake. But if I've got 30 pounds, I'm not going to be 30 pounds in 4 days. Yeah, probably have to throw it in the cooler, get some ice, and bring it home. Yeah, no, but I'm so stoked. I haven't done this since I was out fishing in the Pacific. Now, there's no tuna here, you know, because it's a lake. It's like Michigan. There's no tuna. You know, it's still, nonetheless, going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really pumped about that. I haven't been on a charter in a long time. Hopefully I catch some. I can take pictures. It'd be real cool. Braves, unfortunately, aren't catching nothing, okay? All right. You know, we were talking yesterday about a little bit with Grant. We could kind of dispense with this conversation about, you know, because it's one of the, where do we go with this? You know, I mean, what do we do in the second half? What are we looking for? Oh, Profar hit a home run. I heard Ozzie hit a home run yesterday, and then I had to go search it because I wasn't watching the damn game. I'm not watching the West Excremento A's and the Braves. It's just, So I had to go search it, and I found it, and sure enough, Ozzie hit a home run. I was like, wow, you should keep that. Do they still do, Orin or Day-Day, do they still do NFTs? Is that still like a thing?
It's a thing, but I don't see people talking about it the way, how at one point it was just kind of like the craze. I don't see people talking about it like that, but it is still a thing.
Oh, cool. You know, yeah, because you could just, here, Ozzie hitting a home run. You just, you own that piece of video and, you know, that might, who knows? Because it's, oh, man. So at least I'm calling him Profar right now because 3 home runs and 32 at bats, you know, okay. As long as he just does that, you know, okay. You know, we'll stay with that. Don't test positive again, okay? No needles. No Jose Canseco needle in the butt thing, okay? Just stay clean there, all right? Erickson, and hit home runs, and we're good. But if you get suspended again, that's not going to be it. Tonight, the Braves are in St. Louis, one of the great baseball cities. You know, I may ask Grant about that. St. Louis is a great baseball town. They can't keep a football team for nothing. They've lost. How many cities? They've had two NFL teams that left. Ouch. And everybody got, remember when we were talking about Atlanta getting a hockey team and everybody's like, you guys have lost two NHL teams. St. Louis has lost two NFL teams. NFL. They can't keep an NFL team. Oh my God. What are you talking about? NHL. You can't keep an NFL team? Yeah, go talk to them. So it's a great baseball town, obviously. I'm talking to them about his best baseball towns because I'm kind of curious. And then we'll get into the whole All-Star Game weekend thing here. Grant Holmes is on the mound tonight for the Braves as they try and salvage something, dignity, I guess, because they've lost four series in a row. I did do the math, gentlemen. Just so you know, if you presume that 90 wins is the final spot in the wild card, the Braves are mathematically still alive. They can go 50-20 in their last 70 games. If they play 30 games over 500 from here on out, they got a shot at the wild card. Yeah, I know that's not happening. No, it's probably not happening. Yeah, matter of fact, it's definitely not happening.
That silence was deafening by day-to-day there just now, John, yes.
Yeah, I know. To win the division, they could go 56-14. They might catch the Phillies. And that's legit, by the way. They're not made-up numbers. Phillies looking at 95-96 wins. So you're looking at 55-15, 56-14. Yeah, that's how bad it is, okay? It's over. So I tweeted out this thing about Snit. You know, what's going to happen now? Is he going to, you know, coach next season? Is he going to finish out the season? Because fire Snit. No, they're not. Guys, they're not going to fire Snit. We're going to get into this. They're not going to fire him. But it's on my Twitter, at John Fricke, if you want to go in and weigh in. A lot of people are. Really, there are three options. He's going to come back and go, you know, I thought about retiring, but, you know, back of the baseball card, I'm still good. I'm gonna coach. So next year's the thing, right? Or he's going to come out and say, no, I'm good. Because he's going to have to talk at the All-Star break, you know, the halfway point, you know, of the team. I'm going to be here till the end of the year. And then I'll make a decision, you know. Or by Wednesday, Alex Anthopoulos and Terry McGuirk haul him into a room and say, dude, don't make us fire you, please, 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 please. And suddenly he goes, you know, in the best interest of the team, I think I'll step aside. So it's either going to happen Wednesday, and if it doesn't happen Wednesday, because they'll let the All-Star game go, and then Wednesday Snit resigns, or he's going to wait till the end of the year, and or he's going to be back next season, but they're not going to repeat fire him. Okay, that's just not going to happen. Okay, I ain't going to tell you any other way. I know all you fire Snit people. Will AA grow a pair? Will somebody get a backbone in the real estate office? Is there a broker there that can actually do something about a baseball team that they don't care about? Did they buy another piece of property? Can you tear down a building? Something like that. I have no idea. Can you deny him? Because, see, the problem is the real estate people up in there that run the Braves, they would get him in the office and they would say, we are evicting you. And still would go, what? Well, we're evicting you. That's you're evicting you from your office. Oh, okay, you're putting me in another office? No, this is like a permanent eviction. They wouldn't know how to handle it. Oh, dude, it's called firing him. Oh, you're fired. See, they're not going to do that, okay? They're not going to do that. They're going to go Wednesday or end of the year, take your pick. My thing is I'd rather you do it Wednesday, and I'll walk you through it for a lot of reasons why I think that would be the better move. I don't think he's gonna. I was talking to John, our old buddy John Kincaid, about it too on this thread. You can go see that too. All right, next up, Brian McFadden. It is camp time. NFL training camp start in four days. We got big questions for him about who might make or miss or make the playoffs. Plus, his insight as to whether or not the Falcons are a team on the up. We'll talk about that with BMAC next on Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's All-Star Weekend in Atlanta. Starting tomorrow, all the festivities covered. So we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria. Wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, special guests, all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, 866-90-NATION. So if you're headed to the Fan Village, that's inside the Galleria there at 75285, stop by, see us at Murph's, and that's Dale Murphy's place, for those of you who don't know, Saturday through Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk a little football, because next week camps begin. Let's welcome into the program two-time Super Bowl champion, NFL insider, and proud alum of Florida State, a team that used to be good. We'll have to bring you up to speed on that. Brian McFadden is joining us again on the WadeFord.com hotline. B-Mac, what is up?
What's happening, John? How you doing?
I'm fine, but I'm sitting around here. We camp starting up on, Brian, on this week. We have two or three. Everybody made a big deal about, well, the biggest storyline at camp is going to be Shedeur Sanders over Cam Ward and stuff. I'm beginning to think the biggest story at camp is going to be, and this is why I want your insight here, the uncertainty over stars. Here in Atlanta, over Kirk Cousins, of Trey Hendrickson, of T.J. Watt. There seems to be a lot of uncertainty surrounding a lot of really, you know, big name players.
Yeah, and I throw another big name player that is involved with some uncertainties right now is Micah Parsons. Will they get a contract done in time for training camp? And if there is no contract done, will he show up? Will he be a hold in or not even show up at all? So to your point, no question, it's throwing a lot of more pizzazz to training camps. Training camps are already a big deal, John, as you know. But now with so many different storylines attached to so many organizations in the National Football League, it gets even more ramped and ready to go, knowing that we got football right around the corner.
All right, I'm going to go right straight into B-Mac's wheelhouse here, and I'm going to talk to him about the AFC North. All right, what we know and what we don't know. Okay, just because I saw the thing was ranking the divisions. Yeah, AFC North is the number one division. I'm like, okay, if you say we know Baltimore, we know Baltimore. We get Baltimore. We understand Baltimore. The rest of the division, I'm going, I don't know. I mean, I think Cleveland's borderline potential disaster. I don't know about your Steelers. I mean, I think the average age on the team is like 37 and a half, and the Bengals don't seem to have anybody that wants to sign a deal. You tell me about this division.
Well, the thing about the AFC North, it's always been known to be one of the more physical divisions in the National Football League. You know, going back decades, it's just had that mantra associated with that division. But currently, as you stated, and I agree with you, outside of Baltimore, we don't know exactly what we're going to get, right? And right now, Baltimore, I think it's safe to say, John, if you were to ask the consensus, Baltimore is the only legit Super Bowl type of contender in the AFC North as we see it today. Now, a lot can change between now and November, but as we see it today, they're the only legit Super Bowl contender. With the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, Mike Tomlin, with or without Aaron Rodgers, he's going to win 9 of 10 ball games. We know that for sure. But the playoff appearances haven't been ideal. They have been a dud, to say the least. With Cincinnati, we know they can score points. But has the defense improved? No. I think the defense has actually gotten worse than Cincinnati because their best defender, we don't know if he's going to show up in Trey Hendrickson. Not to mention the first round pick that was supposed to help improve the defense, Shamar Stewart. We don't even know his contract status because of the language that he's not agreeing with, and he hasn't done anything with the team. And one thing we know for sure, Cleveland is going to be Cleveland. They're a few years away. This is going to be basically a rebuild, trying to figure things out. But we don't believe Cleveland would be a very, very competitive, relevant team for 17 weeks in the National Football League. So I agree. It's been known to be a competitive division. They were a year ago. But outside of Baltimore, who can you really trust in the AFC North until we see otherwise?
Right. I mean, and Pittsburgh keeps bringing – by the way, because they're probably going to be the oldest team in the NFL. And that's not just – is with and because, but not just Aaron Rodgers. Brian McFadden on the WayForward.com hotline with John Fricke on 92.9 The Game. By the way, speaking of the Steelers, one last thing here. Brian, who won the trade with Miami? The Ramsey Minkah trade?
For me, it's Pittsburgh, and here's why. Pittsburgh gave up one starter in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and they got two starters in return, and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. And when you look at the Jalen Ramsey deal, the Miami Dolphins, they're paying around $7 million of his 2025 contract. So if you're Pittsburgh, it's not on the whole, not only him for the entire $25 or $26 million that he's receiving. Miami is still paying some of that money, which is a great situation to be in as well. So I look at it that from that side of things, you lost one starter, but you gained two, and both players can impact either side of the football field, right? When you had Minkah Fitzpatrick, he only impacted the defensive side. Jalen Ramsey can give you some type of production on that side, but Jonnu Smith can actually help the offensive side, and that clearly is a dire need for the Steelers.
You know, it's going to be really interesting in these camps, I think, to see some of the analysis from people like you, Brian McFadden, on because every year it happens, is, you know, the windows in the NFL can be fairly short, unless you just happen to be, you know, Pittsburgh or Green Bay or somebody, maybe New England, maybe now Kansas City, where you can have an extended run with a quarterback and a head coach. So if you don't have that, then the windows can close pretty quickly. So I'm wondering about, you know, windows closing. Are we going to see, like, for example, did the Lions miss their window and is it going to close? And I look, Detroit fans, just hear me out here. Your division's competitive, dude. I mean, the 1 through 4, any of those teams can win that division. Is that window closing? Is it closing on the Rams and suddenly in the NFC West where that Super Bowl was kind of the high water mark? Is that what's happening here?
Well, let me address the Detroit Lions first, John. That's a great question, by the way. I'm not quite ready to say the window has closed for the Detroit Lions. But they missed a prime opportunity, in my opinion, in terms of the teams they've had the last few seasons, right? Let's go back to 2 years ago when you look at the year they had and then being on the road in the playoffs against the San Francisco 49ers, having a double-digit lead in the second half. You have all the momentum in your favor, but because of the aggressive nature of Dan Campbell, instead of taking points, you didn't get any points, and San Francisco came back to win that ball game. That was a prime opportunity right there because you don't know if you can ever get back to that moment again. And then they had another outstanding year a year ago, and you lost a home playoff game to a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. I mean, now you look at this season, John, still a very, very talented roster. You never question that. But you lost the catalyst in terms of coaching on both sides of the football field. Ben Johnson, who's one of the more coveted names in the National Football League offensively, stayed put with the Lions. Didn't leave when he could have left. scored a lot of points. Jared Goff was at his best. You have nothing to show for it. And the same could be said for Aaron Glenn on the defensive side. So I'm not saying the window has closed, but they missed prime time opportunities, John, when you look at everything that was working for them. And to your point, the division is much more improved. I think the NFC North, the old black and blue division, is the most competitive division in the NFL today as I see it. Then when you transition to the Los Angeles Rams, no, I think it's the total opposite in terms of my argument with the Lions. Their window hasn't closed, and the opportunity is still there. And the reason why I say that, John, is because it was supposed to be a unknown type of season for them a year ago. When you lose your best player in Aaron Donald, one would think there would be a setback. Right, John? Aaron Donald is one of one. And I know you have Matthew Stafford, you had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua and the rest of the guys, but Aaron Donald was the best player on that team. He retired unexpectedly. And because of the play of the young players, no one really talked about the Rams not having Aaron Donald a year ago. And you got in the playoffs, and you were actually the most difficult competitor to the Philadelphia Eagles throughout their entire playoff run. And Sean McVay, in my opinion, John, I think he's the second best head coach in the National Football League behind Andy Reid. Like, I don't know how they made the playoffs the last two seasons, because when you look at their roster, no one thought those players would develop and be able to sustain the level of play that they did to be able to have the success they had. And they're going to get better. Now they're utilizing draft picks. You remember once upon a time, they were trading away first-round picks, second-round picks. Now they're actually utilizing those picks to improve their team. So I think their window is wide open, and their prime opportunities are still there.
All right, so I got about a minute left here. One of the other things is going to be the other side. Who does the window open for? I'll give you three teams. Here in Atlanta, we like Bryant, the Falcons, more than the national media does. That's fine. But we think their window's opening. I think Houston's window is wide open right now in the AFC South, and I think Arizona is having a window open for them.
Yeah, I really like what I'm seeing from Arizona, man. Let's start out west first and foremost. They've done a really good job in adding talent. I think Kyler Murray kind of gets overlooked in terms of the type of quarterback he is, and I think their defense is going to be very, very good. Now, that's a very, very peculiar division out west as well, because I don't expect to see the injury surface with San Francisco like they did a year ago. And they still have some talented guys, along with being well coached. So you know they're going to be more than a serviceable unit team. Houston, I love Houston because they got a great head coach and they got a real legit play at the quarterback position in C.J. Stroud. Now the luxury that Houston has is similar to what Atlanta has in terms of the division kind of being lukewarm. You know what I mean? Right now in the AFC South is Houston and everyone else. You know what I mean? Now when you look at Atlanta, I think they got an up-and-coming superstar in the quarterback in Michael Penix. I think this offense is going to really do numbers. I think the biggest question mark with Atlanta is how good will the defense be? That's the thing. You know, Atlanta, over the last few years, they've had issues in two major categories defensively, putting pressure and sacking quarterbacks, opposing quarterbacks, and red zone defense. You know, you got to be able to get the timely stops. Will they be able to get the timely stops? And that one luxury that I talked about division-wise, it's all about Tampa right now. Tampa and Atlanta, the two best teams in the division. The other two teams still trying to figure things out. New Orleans, they're in the midst of a rebuild, and you don't know exactly what you're going to get from Carolina, right? Now, they kind of surprised a lot of people with their play, especially with Bryce Young. But still, I think they're a few years away from being a legit contender in the division.
Well, B-Mac, always a pleasure to talk to you. Nice to catch up with you again. Enjoy camp, and thanks much for dropping by.
Thank you, John.
Brian McFadden, NFL insider, two-time Super Bowl champ, and all that kind of good stuff. All right, quick break here. It is a Friday on Dukes and Bell. John Frickie in for the fellows here. Little daily download, some of the headlines. Wimbledon, another American goes down. Do we care anymore? Hawks Summer League, and what's the name of the baseball team again? The Braves. Man, how quickly we forget. On Sports Radio 90, time of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Friday before it gets real here, All-Star Weekend in Atlanta. Boy, don't we all wish, of all the years to host All-Star Weekend, of course we should have hosted it a number of years ago, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go back into that. But anyway, we got it back. And of course, the year we get it back is the one year that we just go, right? I mean, every other year, we're winning World Series, winning the East, roaring from behind, winning 100 games, hitting 300 home runs. We have six or seven guys that are all-stars. We have MVPs and Cy Youngs. And then this year we just got this utter disaster. Damn. Just a blah, 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 blah. So Braves today will finish out the air quotes first half of the season as they limp into St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Grant Holmes is on the mound tonight. And they'll play three games against them, probably lose two of the three. And then they'll come home and we'll get the All-Star festivities underway. Of course, Tuesday, the Home Run Derby with Ronald Acuna in it. Are we, Day-Day and Oren, are we more excited as Braves fans to watch Ronald in the Home Run Derby than we are the All-Star game? Is that a hotter ticket in town?
The Home Run Derby is, yeah, because we know what that's about.
At least we got a chance, Day-Day. Like, we got a shot
to win something, right?
Yeah, this could be the high water mark of the year if Ronald wins the Home Run Derby. God, that's sad, but it's true. First Metallica reference of the day. I need a Beyonce reference from you at some point, Oren. Okay, so I'll do the Metallica references, you do the Beyonce references. Tennis, if you were paying attention to breakfast at Wimbledon, I'm not, but if you were, Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz. Yeah, Taylor Fritz is out. He was the last American there. Alcaraz beat him. Hey, I was thinking about this. You know, tell me, does this work, Day-Day? You follow tennis, right? More than I do, correct?
I follow, yes.
Sinner's nickname is the Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Alcaraz needs an animal nickname, and I think I hit on it. You want to know what it is?
I'm scared, but go ahead.
Alligator Alcaraz.
Why alligator?
Oh, never mind. all right, never mind. I was trying, Orin. Never mind.
There was an attempt. Yes, John.
I thought it was a pretty good one. all right, anyway. So, Sinner and Alcaraz. Who's in the women's final? Tell me again. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Guys, if you're a tennis fan, I apologize. I am not the show to call, okay? I am just, like, out. You know, if it's Coco Gauff and Taylor Fritz, I'd be in. You know, I just, at this point, if it's, I'm an ugly American. I admit it. You know, when we were good and we dominated, yeah, I was there for it. I wanted the Americans to win. It's like the Olympics and we're not playing. You know, we boycotted or something. Yeah, I'm not watching. So I hate to say that, but it's true. So the women's finals tomorrow and then breakfast at Wimbledon. I mean, I get it. Look, if you're a tennis fan, top two players in the world, you couldn't ask for more. I totally understand. Yeah, hopefully it's a great match. Hopefully you enjoy it. Not trying to rain on your parade. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm just, you have to believe me. I am far more interested in something else that I am prone not to watch, which is the Hawks Summer League. And the reason I'm prone not to watch it is because I know that Deshaun Tate can and other hoop heads can. So let me just ask you guys kind of up front, because Cooper Flagg made his debut yesterday. Can you guys do basketball 365?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
I watched last night back here in the studio. I watched, while I could, bits of that Lakers-Mavericks game, and I'll try to watch some of the Hawks game tonight too if I can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested enough to know what, you know, we get out of the Hawks. Certainly, obviously, I think Asa Newell's debut is going to be something that we all kind of, you know, look at and focus on. And
I'm watching WNBA games during the summer, too. So, yeah, like, basketball doesn't
stop. God love you. God love you. You know, knock yourself out. I can't. Guys, I need a break from, like, normally my baseball break is from, like, late September when the Braves are out, or even, October, or, you know, November sometimes.
You can't just sit back and watch it, John, with nothing attached to it, just sort of for the fun of watching?
No, I got to go on to something else. I got to move on. I had an opportunity. Look, I'm a big golfer, right? And I love golf. But I had an opportunity to go work at the Golf Channel a number of years ago, 20 years ago. I got an offer to go work at the Golf Channel, and I considered it. I considered going to Orlando to work for the Golf Channel. And then I thought, could I really do golf, you know, full-time, 365 days a year golf? And I went, I don't think so. I couldn't. This is what I love about our job, is that we go from football season to baseball season, and baseball season to basketball season, and basketball season to football season. And, you know, the things you change, you know, the seasons change. And so I can focus on something else. I can't live something, you know, marriage is hard enough to live 365, let alone a sport. I can't do a 365. But I am interested to know what the Hawks do in the Summer League here, and I'll look at highlights. Watching the game itself, probably not. Matter of fact, no. Give me a review. If you were watching, did you see Cooper Flagg play?
I did watch Cooper Flagg play last night.
And?
He looked like a rookie. There were plays that he made that were really good. He affected the game in more ways than scoring, but the shot looked a little bit off last night. I think he shot like 5 of 21. It's his first experience playing against guys who, you know, it's a step above college basketball. Not quite the law, you know, it's not quite the league. But they're guys who are playing in the summer league that have NBA experience, so
it's just like G League, huh?
I guess you'd call it like the G League, but even the G League has a bit more of a physicality to it, I guess, than the NBA. And every step you go up from college basketball, whether it's the, you know, whether it's the Summer League, G League, the game's going to be faster. Guys are going to be bigger. Guys are going to be stronger. Game's going to be faster. So Cooper got a chance to get his feet wet year before last playing with the U.S. Select team against the Olympic team. But, you know, it's you go to college, play in college, and you got to step it back up again. So eventually he'll, you know, number one pick in the draft. The skill is there. It'll all translate very, very shortly. But just got to get, you know, got to get caught up with it.
Well, you know, the when we talk to Steve Coonan here in a couple of hours, we're going to get Coonan in to bring us up to speed on what he's looking for. I have a sense that, you know, the Hawks are looking at this G League, the Summer League, and probably they've got a couple of open spots. So I would imagine that they are really kind of scouting around and seeing, you know, if they can swipe somebody. Is it a Summer League thing where they're really doing the heavy scouting, that Slay's doing the heavy scouting, or do you think that they're looking at guys that are maybe not playing Summer League, but more like veterans, Day-Day, that they're looking at, like somebody mentioned Chris Paul at one point. Are they looking more like that in terms of the final couple of spots on the bench?
You know, with Summer League, it really is a majority of guys that are, you know, again, your rookies and maybe a lot of second-year players. So, yeah, there could be the potential that, you know, you're kind of eyeing some of these guys that are second-year players out there. To see, and maybe you kind of monitor to see what happens with them. If someone does kind of get your eye, get your attention, maybe you kind of monitor to see what happens with them and their team that they're currently with. But for the most part, you know, it's really just an opportunity for these younger guys, the rookies, and these, like I said, majority second year players to really just kind of continue to hone in on their skills.
I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting too, because the Hawks have to make some decisions as well. And I know since you guys are watching it, I'm kind of leaning on you. I wouldn't ask this of Steve Coon. I'm not going to put him on the spot. It's not his call.
He wouldn't tell you anyway.
I know that.
It's kind of not his place, yeah.
Talk about personnel, right. I understand that. But I'm wondering if this is like last chance for Kobe Bufkin. Like last call for alcohol. I think pretty much it might be.
Yeah, he is a player that
that fourth year option or whatever next year, right?
Yeah,
your first pick.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, you got to really, this is for him. This is a year he's really got to kind of show and prove. You know, because unfortunately injury has kind of held him back and not really given him the opportunity to show what he can do.
Injuries held Muhammad Gay back, but he's seemed to bounce back. I think Muhammad Gay can have a role on the team.
Yeah, I mean they like him. I know they like him.
Bufkin, I don't think so. I'm not confident. I don't want them going into the season with Kobe Bufkin as our backup point guard.
Well, that backup point guard spot is open, John, and they're going to give Kobe a chance to win that job. So,
right, that's why I'm saying it's last call for alcohol. I think it's his last shot, and I don't know what he has to show to prove that he can do it, but it's going to have to be far more than he's done. I mean, he's such a funny player. You know, he's like the guy that you want to send down to the G League for 3 years and tell him to hit the Golden Corral and the gym and come back, you know, much stronger, you know, much tougher, because he's got some basic raw skill level that I saw when he played at Michigan. When you see him play at times, you go, okay, you know, he's got the shot, he's got some of the moves, you know, it's just bigger, stronger, more mature, you know, just physically more mature.
I think you can ask Steve Coonan, maybe not directly if it's the last shot for Kobe Bufkin, but a guy like Kobe Bufkin who, you know, Summer League again, what does he need to show to carve out himself a role on this team?
Yeah, I think that's fair, you know, and maybe we'll get into that too, because we are going to talk about the impact of Summer League. Because outside of Asa Newell, are you really looking at anybody in the Hawks Summer League to fill those open spots in the roster? And unless somebody jumps out because, you know, they got rid of Barlow and things of that nature, my answer is no. Unless somebody just blows up and you want to say, okay, we'll give you a shot. Now, that's not a guarantee. We'll give you a shot to start the season at that spot, whatever spot it is. Bufkin at backup point guard, for example. Look, we got to go out and get a couple more guys. We'll talk about that with Steve Coonan in a couple of hours here on Dukes and Bell today. I did notice that The five-year max rookie went to Jalen Williams, who, man, how about that for a draft pick, huh?
$882 million they've given out to Chet, Shea, and J-Dub.
Look, it's worth it if they – look, they got a chip. Do they get another one? Maybe. You know, I mean, so you're paying for the production. And this is what we're talking about when we look at the Hawks here. You know, the Hawks will, you know, go second apron if they get a chip, but they got to get a chip. And this is why this year is so critical. This is why what Soleil did in rebuilding the front office. At first, I questioned the move about getting rid of Landry Fields, and now it looks like it was just stroke of genius. And so this is what shows you what I know.
Why'd you question it, John?
Well, because I thought he should have gotten some credit for building the roster as it is. I think he eventually won the DeJounte trade. I think he made the right pick in Zachary Risacher. I think he made the right hire in Quinn Snyder. So I think, you know, he should have got credit for all the – I think he made some of the nice moves on the bench that helped the bench. I think he did a lot of good things and put the team in a position to win. And
I
yet
think, though, you have
this,
to give him,
they've gone next level with this offseason with this new group.
But you, I think you also have to his detriment, the fact that they had to kind of dig themselves out of a hole of a trade, that DeJounte trade. The first DeJounte trade when they acquired him.
Yeah, but they did. I mean, some guys don't. And
the fact that
he ended up winning that trade.
But the fact that this team didn't get any better though over the past 3 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were playing with rookies and without half a year with their burgeoning superstar and things of that nature. So, I mean, I was giving them a little bit of slack here because I think we all came into it. Look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have gotten rid of him. I was just surprised that they did. I wasn't like, I can't believe they fired. I was just like, really? They did? Why? And I was asking the question, why? Well, we know why now. Because the guys in charge, these three guys, Soleil, Graham, and Dinwiddie, these guys know what – this is the best front office Hawks have ever had. And it's just – and they haven't even played a game yet with these guys. This was a masterstroke in this offseason. Masterstroke.
Can I say something about the front office, John? What is it about the Hawks when they acquire guys from Golden State, their Golden State front office, that things tend to get a little bit better?
Well, I think that, you know, they've run a pretty tight ship out there. They've got enough rings out there that they understand what they have to do, right?
Because there was a former GM here mm-hmm. who came from Golden State, who turned things around, got him going back, and then Soleil comes from Golden State as well. So,
well, I mean, where are you going to hire from? You want to hire from New Orleans? You want to hire from – we did that, didn't we? The Falcons. You know, I mean, if you're going to hire from the best – you know, you want to hire the – you know, you want to take away the offensive coordinator, the hot offense. This is why, you know, it's like hiring the Saban's assistants as your head coach, right? They know a thing or two. They learned under him. So look at his coaching tree. It's the coaching tree. It's the front office tree, right? You know, so and this front office is because you could talk all you want about Kristaps Porzingis, whose name I actually had to learn how to pronounce because it was like always Kristaps Porzingis, and the other acquisitions that they made on the bench. Because everybody was Kennard the whole bit. That that draft pick is mega gold. Mega gold. It's unbelievable they got it. All right, top of the hour. Dukes and Bell back on Monday here. We're going to go around the NFL and check in on much more as we get ready for camps this week. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.